For the past 16 years, Susan Richard has counseled people at the AAA Pregnancy Clinic in Fargo.
Brochures, tremendous amount that go out from here. These are abstinence.
Richard has counseled thousands of teenagers facing an unwanted pregnancy. She says the work has led her to some definite conclusions.
You might be able to reduce your risk if you do certain things, but if you're having sex and you're doing it outside the context of marriage, and you think contraception is the answer, you are wrong.
3 years ago, the clinic began an abstinence education program. Recently, the project received a $127,000 grant from the Dakota Medical Foundation, a Fargo-based organization that funds healthcare initiatives. The money will be used to continue the abstinence program.
What we're into here, and the reason we teach abstinence, is that we're into risk elimination, not risk reduction.
The program offers counseling, provides speakers to local schools for presentations. There's videotapes with celebrities, including former North Carolina basketball coach Dean Smith.
We tell Michael Jordan, who played for us, and other players.
A recent survey conducted by the Centers for Disease Control found 52% of teenagers are choosing to be sexually abstinent. College junior Jackie is a participant in the program who wants to point out the range of problems facing her sexually active peers.
You know, pregnancy is just one of the side effects, and they don't think about the other side effects, such as STDs, which are very common now. There's 25 different STDs, and a lot of them don't have any symptoms. So you can get them without even knowing it, and you can pass them on without knowing you have them. And it's a lot more dangerous than just having the possibility of becoming pregnant.
The main point, according to Dr. William Toffler, he's the co-founder and national director of Physicians for Compassionate Care Education Foundation. He says a contraceptive approach to sex education has failed, and that the emphasis should be on abstinence.
The mantra was, you know, kids are just going to do it. They're like animals in heat. They're victims of raging hormones. And all we can do is sheathe the world in latex to keep them so-called safe. The truth is that we might keep them safer in some limited situations, but the evidence is really weak that we even keep them safer in many cases with that strategy.
Dr. Toffler says abstinence is the only sure way teenagers and young adults can avoid sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy. But some worry the just say no abstinence approach isn't enough.
Half of our teens are deciding that, and that's a good thing, but half of them are not.
August Galloway is the community educator for Planned Parenthood for the states of Minnesota and South Dakota. She agrees abstinence should be taught as the first choice. But she says education efforts cannot ignore the young people who do choose to be sexually active. She also says there can be a downside to some of the messages given in abstinence education.
If you're teaching that condoms don't work, that they break, and therefore you shouldn't use them, you're also teaching kids not to use them. And so if adults are told that condoms do not work anyways, they're not going to use them, and therefore we're not going to help prevent the spread of sexually transmitted infections among our sexually active people.
She points out the Center for Disease Control says that while using contraceptives is not fail-safe, it is safer than not using any at all. She says that until all teenagers decide to become abstinent, they should at least be taught there are options available to them to reduce risk. Bob Reha, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.